Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, September 30th. Coming up, we'll learn more about what some colleges are doing to help students who are struggling to get enough food. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Police are saying little about an investigation in a fatal shooting near the Illinois State University campus during homecoming weekend. One person was killed and another was critically injured in the shooting at a large party that had gathered outside a gas station early yesterday morning. ISU senior Dame Oladonjoye says she drove past the gathering that was still growing earlier that night and became worried.
Because I told my friend, I told her that I feel like something bad's going to happen because there's like a lot of people on campus and I was scared that something bad is going to happen.
Police have responded to several of these so-called pop-up parties over the past few weeks. There was also gunfire at another large party in Normal early Saturday morning. No one was injured in that incident. Voter identification isn't a requirement to cast a ballot in Illinois. Terry Ross is executive director of Illinois Legal Aid Online. She says it's important to know your rights.
If they ask you for your ID, you should say, I didn't think I needed an ID.
Yeah.
Right? And they have to tell you a reason why they're asking.
Ross says a poll worker can challenge a voter if their signature doesn't match the one on file with them in their records. She says that's a situation where an ID can help clear any doubt about a voter's authenticity. A provisional ballot can be cast if a poll worker still challenges the voter. Chicago's Rush University Medical Center is the new home of Illinois' first organ donor care center. Claire Lane reports.
The newly opened Gift of Hope Center at Rush is the state's first medical and surgical unit dedicated to recovering organs from deceased donors. Rush says the space is projected to serve up to 250 organ donors and their families each year. Gift of Hope's Lisa Hinsdale says a team of specialists stays in contact with the donor's family for as long as support services are needed.
For our unit, it's just our donors and just their families, and it could be a more calming experience and a more controlled experience. And for the donors and the recipients, more organs are shown to be transplanted from these facilities.
Hinsdale says donor care centers have emerged in recent years as a means to get more organs transplanted per donor and more people off of donation wait lists. Claire Lane.
Still to come, we'll learn more about what some colleges are doing to help students who are struggling to get enough food. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a high of 78 degrees and a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 61 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 75 degrees, a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 44 degrees, a northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, sunny with a high of 71 degrees and a southwest wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, there's a growing gender gap in American politics, especially among younger voters, with women tending to go for Harris and more men favoring Trump. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk about the role of male influencers and, of course, Taylor Swift. Next time on The 21st Show, join us.
You are listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. School is back in session across the country, and some students are worried about more than just the cost of tuition. Research shows that college students are going hungry at a higher rate than the average population as a whole. As Harvest Public Media's Jess Savage reports, some college campuses are working on creative solutions.
At Northern Illinois University, about an hour west of Chicago, it's watering time at the campus garden. Brian Flower directs NIU's Edible Campus program. He shows off the free-to-pick gardens as the university's clock tower chimes.
So we've got some amazing stuff in here. I always love the beauty of the eggplant flower. The colors on them are beautiful.
Students picked hundreds of pounds of produce directly from the garden last year, but many don't have access to kitchens in the dorms. So Flower created a food prep program for students to learn how to make their own meals.
And I've had students who have said, if I didn't have this that I could pull out of my freezer, I'd be going from breakfast all the way to dinner, not having anything to eat.
NIU's Edible Campus is one solution to a glaring issue on college campuses across the country. Experts agree that more than a quarter of all students have limited or uncertain access to nutritious food. And universities nationwide often underestimate the number of their students who are food insecure. The Hope Center at Temple University in Philadelphia conducts research on student hunger and policy. Researcher Stacy Perniski says when students don't know when their next meal is coming from, it adds to their stress levels.
That students are regularly making decisions about which bills to pay, about whether to go to work or to class, about whether to work three jobs versus two jobs, about how much sleep they can afford based on how many jobs they have to work and when their classes are.
Perniski says the Hope Center also makes recommendations and advocates for systemic change across the U.S. Trellis Strategies, based in Texas, is a marketing research group, but the organization also does community research, including on student food insecurity. Research manager Allison Cornett says students from food insecure households are 43% less likely to graduate from college.
I just keep thinking about those students that don't make it to the end, the finish line, and just trying to figure out how we can better support them and love those students to success.
Cornett struggled to access food herself in college. She says navigating state and federal food assistance programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, can be challenging for busy college students.
They're trying to get all these different things done, and then we ask them to jump through some more hoops and demonstrate their poverty.
At the University of Missouri, Kansas City, officials wanted to make sure students had better access to food support services. So they put a food pantry in the high-traffic student center. The university also hired a SNAP coordinator to help students apply for federal assistance. Carlin Fidler coordinates these efforts at UMKC.
There's a huge stigma that, oh, if you're going to college, like, it's a rite of passage to be poor and only eat ramen. And I really don't believe that needs to be true.
Back at NIU, student garden worker Emily Larravee is inside the greenhouse, where tomato and cucumber plants are snaking their way up to the roof. Larravee says she's seen how students and the rest of the community can quickly fall in love with the garden program.
Like the other day I went to get tomatoes and there was a new student moving in with his parents and his mom was like, I love gardening. And she's like, can we try the tomatoes? And it was like, absolutely, like they're free to take.
Advocates say they want to see more campuses finding ways for students to access food. And maybe then the old idea of the starving student will no longer be taken lightly. I'm Jess Savage, Harvest Public Media.
That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Eric Stock, Tim Shelley, Claire Lane, and Jess Savage. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.